Heading into tonight's first general election presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, some national polls are indicating that up to 20% of the voting public is undecided on which way to go. A certain soft percentage could be leaning toward Libertarian Gary Johnson or Green Party nominee Jill Stein. What about Arizona? The state typically goes Republican in the presidential race, but the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign have been working hard here and spending money on ads. Who is undecided here, and how could that affect into which camp the state's electoral votes go? With me to talk about that is NAU political scientist and longtime pollster Fred Solop. Fred, how do undecideds in Arizona compare with the rest of the country?
It's really hard to measure undecided voters. And of course, when we're talking about undecideds at this point, we also want to talk about swing voters, people who are declaring their support for a particular candidate, but they're not so sure. They might change their mind before Election Day. When we just look at purely undecided voters, the recent polls in Arizona seem to suggest there are less than 10% of people have not yet declared a candidate of preference. But there probably is a larger percentage of people who are in this soft support category and could likely change their minds before Election Day.
Now, do you think folks who may be undecided in Arizona as it relates to the presidential race, is there a different percentage of people who may be undecided in the Senate race with John McCain and Ann Kirkpatrick? Are we looking at the national scope where people aren't quite sure about those candidates, but they feel a little bit more confident about the local candidates?
Yeah, in this situation, we have a candidate, John McCain, who's quite well known. He would be the best known candidate on the ballot in Arizona this year. So everybody has heard of him, and everybody has an opinion of him. Not quite the same for Ann Kirkpatrick, who does have a name recognition problem in the state. She's well known in CD1, but not necessarily well known throughout the state. In that situation, there would be a smaller percentage of undecideds. At the national level, people still aren't sure that there are a lot of factors that are unknown. And, of course, this is a libertarian politics state, and libertarians have done well in the past, and third parties have done well. So some people could be looking to entertain voting for Gary Johnson or even Jill Stein.
Do you believe, again, as a longtime pollster, that when people say they're undecided, especially in a race as passionate as Trump versus Clinton, do you believe them?
I do believe them. I do believe that they're undecided. And again, undecided might mean that they haven't made a firm decision. It could be that they have leanings. It could be that there's a sense of where they're going to go. But given that we're still a month out from the election, they're just not willing to firmly commit to an interviewer that this is who their candidate is. So I believe that they're undecided, but undecided doesn't necessarily mean they're purely undecided, that they don't have leanings. Most people have leanings in one direction or another.
Fred Solop, longtime political scientist and political science professor at Northern Arizona University. And we always appreciate your time, Fred. Thanks.
Thank you.